Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Dario Ford, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 13, 1833, the Barbadian newspaper published a list of runaway slaves confined in jail. This list consisted of the names of 47 runaway slaves accompanied by the names of their owners. This prison, known as the Cage, located in the area of Upper Broad Street, was first established under the administration of Governor Philip Bell. However, in its initial stages, the prison was used as a place of detention for minor offenses. It seems that the Cage was no longer functional after the administration of Governor Bell, as in 1654, Governor Sayre's Council ordered that another strong and adequate cage, 16 feet square and equipped with a pair of stocks, should be set up in a convenient place. By August 1688, a new law was enacted, which decreed that the cage should be used as a detention center for runaway slaves. The owners of runaway slaves who had been captured and confined to the cage were required to pay 11 shillings, 10 pence, $2.84 for each day their enslaved was detained in order to reclaim them. As a prison, the Cage was equipped with a pillory and whipping post for the purpose of punishment. It became one of the most important penal institutions in Bajan and was always repaired or rebuilt when needed. In due course, the public began to object to its presence on Broad Street. As early as 1772, there was a bill in the House of Assembly asking for the Cage to be removed from its location. Similar requests were made, but it was only in 1818 when it was finally removed from Broad Street and relocated on the pierhead. One of the reasons for such a high volume of runaway slaves during this period was, of course, the fact that freedom was quickly approaching. As the date of the abolition of slavery drew close, the practice of absconding from the plantations increased. In the 1820s, those advertised as held in the Bajan Cage hardly exceeded 20 in number. However, from June 1833 and in June and July 1834, the numbers were on the increase, reaching a high of 57 on July 30th, 1834. This trend caught the governor's attention, whose proclamation of July 1834 admitted that a considerable number of slaves continued to be absent from the estates and have neglected to surrender themselves, as required by the proclamation of November 20th, 1833. Calling on the runaways to surrender themselves, the governor warned that those who continue to be absent after August 1st, 1834 will be subject to further servitude after the expiration of their apprenticeship. It is very likely, therefore, that many of those who ran away in slave blacks refused to surrender and did not serve an apprenticeship.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.